No, this is Bronx to go in the office. No, part one of an extensive interview. I don't know, starting off with Lawrence of Arabia, I think. Yes. You met him, did you?
Yes, rather. We stayed at the same hotel in Cairo just after the First World War. And he never associated himself much with the guests staying in the house. So I used to feel quite complimented when he used to come and sit with me for tea and tell me about what he'd been doing lately.
Which was?
Well, your grandfather, my husband, came in one day when we were having tea and said, "Hello, Lawrence, where have you been?" "Oh," he said, "I've been in Asia Minor and places." "And what have you done with your Sam Brown?" That's the belt they used to wear, leather belt. "Oh," he said, "I left it on the top of a mountain in Asia Minor and forgot about it. And, you know, I don't care very much about uniform and things like that." So he wasn't very popular with the military because he never would dress like a military man. There was always something wrong about his uniform. To look at, of course, he was very, very small and insignificant. The film doesn't give you any idea what he really looked like. He looked like someone who lately left school and wore trousers that came, well, of course, when he was in uniform, he had to submit more or less. But if you saw him in private life, you would think he had just left school and that he was outgrowing his trousers, and that the last thing he wanted to do was to talk to people and tell them what he'd been doing.
There's one story you told me, and I'm sure I've got it wrong since you told me this last about 2 years ago, about when he was living in Diggs in London, and
yes,
your grandfather went to see him.
Yes.
And I think he poked his head under the bed or something peculiar, didn't he?
Oh, yes. When he heard someone coming up the stairs, he got under the bed. But, of course, he forgot that from the door, which was open, you could see him lying rolled up under the bed. So my husband took one look and thought, "Well, I won't make him feel awkward." So he went down the stairs again. He was a curious type, very curious. And a rather sort of sad kind of man. I don't know what it was that... Well, always, for some reason or other, his illegitimacy used to worry him. And a man as big as that, and he was able to fight with what he did, he seemed such a really sort of silly thing to worry about. But he never talked much, and it's very difficult to get him to give you really an account of what happened. And of course, the American the American who did the book about him, that he really made him popular.
Well, he was quite popular.
Exaggerated a great deal.
I thought he was popular at the time, wasn't he? Fairly popular at the time.
Yes, but...
A hero figure?
Hmm?
Wasn't he a hero figure at the time?
Oh, he would never be seen, and he always ran away if there was anyone trying to introduce him to anyone.
What else can we talk about? What
were you saying?